Hello. I actually did some personal blogging today, which is a pretty rare thing for me. And just wanted to come around and maybe do some non-personal audiography, which is a little odd, but mostly this one's not so much about myself as opinions that I have that may get me in trouble. There's sort of two, they're not entirely related, but I figure if I'm going to get in trouble, I might as well put it all in one place. One, I believe we should conquer the world. I believe that we're done messing around. It's about time. Just need a single unified world government. It's going to happen one way or another. I know that that's going to make a lot of people sad. And really, I'm not saying that it's going to be a fair world government at first. I'm not saying that it's a great idea at first. But it's going to happen, and we need to stop messing about. Because the sooner we get this thing organized, and I'm not talking the UN is never going to be that that unified body. It's just going to be a shadow of, well, it's the League of Nations. Everyone knows that story. Anyway, what we need to do though, get everything unified, one world government, done. Then clear off Australia. I think it's pretty obvious that Australia's. Well, listen, I don't want to get into this is a side issue, but I don't want to get into the whole guns, germs, and steel situation. But I think that everyone is distributed on this planet at a sort of random chance, and that we shouldn't get so uppity about the ownership of each area. Like, we should be personally impressed by the beauty of nature, but not necessarily beholden to, the acre plot that we were born upon. Anyway, Australia. We need to just clear that thing of human population. Every genetic experiment we got going on needs to be happening over there, not somewhere else. Every bomb test and the laser fire and anything else that might go wrong for a large area. Why aren't we doing it in Australia? Seriously. I mean, listen, Australians, you can come live at my house. Just let's get this sorted. I think also it would be a great idea, and as a North American, I think it would be a great idea if we all just cleared out. Went back, everybody hangs out in, Europe, Africa, Russia, sort of, and we'll have a backup continent just in case. North America, South America, we'll all just go hang out overseas. Anyway, just some thoughts. And then finally, the other thing that I thought was going to get me in trouble. I was thinking about this. I know that little people, I think little people is the term that we're supposed to use for what was classically once known as the midget. I find the term little people kind of, well, I know that there are actually little people who find the term little people kind of offensive. I'm not sure that, like, little people could describe, a 5-year-old, like, or it could describe, it sounds a little too, the other thing is that it sounds a little too cloying. It's a little too like the wee people, and that's not good. Let's not go down that road. Why? I think that the queer movement really proved that you need to own that terminology. It has nothing to do with what you call yourself. And I think, African Americans in America prove that pretty well. It doesn't matter what name you're operating under, it's how you own that name. And the queer movement is really all about that, right? Like, I think that the use of queer as a derogatory term in schoolyards is probably way down. Even I'm sure you can still hear it, but I'm sure it's also way down. And I think that's because it's not about, there's nothing inherently negative in the term queer. It's just the people using it and what they're trying to imply in their snide tone and snotty delivery. Anyway, just a few thoughts on this Friday afternoon. Just remembered I didn't come up with a way to end this, sorry. To infinity and beyond.